It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Yeah, that'd be me, Craig Compo, otherwise known as that crazy guy in Halloween. Hey, welcome to the Fairbanks Compos Outdoor Show. Saturday, the 4th of November, and it's right in the middle of our big open house at Compos, so you want to get down there. We're having our annual open house. We do it every year this time, just when winter gets started, show off the new sleds and new accessories. We've got all kinds of specials on everything from helmets to refill oil to everything. It's going to be a zoo, so get down there. We're open till 4 o'clock today. We got some grub, some snacks, some beverages, just a nice time to stop by, even if you're not really incredibly interested in a new machine, because there's not a whole lot of them left. We'll talk about that in a minute. But there is some really cool accessories. And even if you just want to see the technology, I always like going to these shows. I don't care what it's about. It could be farm equipment, whatever. I like to see what's new and kind of the technology that's changing things. We Americans are pretty innovative, and so are the Canadians who build the Ski-Doo sleds. But anyway, yeah, you want to stop by and check that out. We're kind of excited about the big show. It goes on, yeah, it started at 10 this morning, goes till 4. So swing by Compos. You got a couple, 3 hours to get by there, grab a snack and BS with the crowd there or the crew. We're going to talk about that some today, and I've got some other things that are real exciting. Oh, by the way, if you do stop by, if you're anywhere in the west side of town, stop by our place. You can sign up. If you missed it at the outdoor show, you can still sign up to win your dream sled. And that is 20 grand worth of sled accessories, cargo hauler. I mean, anything you can put on the machine, any machine you want, up to 20 grand retail value, you can win. It's going to be drawn in December. It's kind of a cool deal. You could take a Scandic SE with the air ride suspension, with a chainsaw holder, a link sled for behind it, the enclosed sled, a heated passenger handles with a backrest. You can pick a Grand Touring that's already loaded and just loaded up with everything in the catalog. Pretty hard to, well, you can do it. You can spend 20 grand. I mean, some of the sleds are, the turbos are up in the, $15,000, $18,000 range. So they're not cheap to start with, but they're amazing sleds. Or you could just, we'd let you pick out, if you wanted to get a $10,000, $15,000 machine with all the goodies and you want to spend the rest on boat parts, we're going to accommodate. We don't care. You got 20 grand to spend, basically. You can even use it on a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, which I'm going to talk about in the show here in a little bit. We got a killer deal on those and plow kits. So we got a whole bunch of plow kits in and coming in. It sounds like, I just went back and looked at the Farmer's Almanac. They are predicting for November, December, above average temperatures and above average precipitation, even going into January. So sounds like it's going to be another snowy, fun year. And if you don't have a new sled or a four-wheeler to push snow with, there's this place on Boat Street called Compos. I've heard a lot about them. They're apparently a fantastic company with a lot of history. Well, yeah, you know the deal. Anyway, so that's one thing we're going to talk about today. We'll get into some of the details of that a little bit more in the show. But I did want to make an announcement here. We're going to have, before I do that, Halloween, Halloween is like my favorite holiday. I always dress up as some sort of television personality. I've done that for quite a few years and I really like doing it. And, I get a lot of compliments. The fact that I look just like the person I'm trying to, imitate. I've done, I did the MyPillow guy back in 2017. One of my very favorites, Mike Lindell. I did Mike Lindell. And so, with the blue shirt and the cross holding my pillow and promoting the pillow. Then I did Mayhem, the Allstate guy, where I had the frazzled hair, band-aid and scarred face and French fry on my shoulder, like from rolling chasing a French fry in the car, coughing up canary feathers and everything else. So I've got that. I've got I've done Guy Fieri, the famous cook, and the Diners and Drives show. Good friend of Benny Lynn's out at Pagoda, by the way. I've done that. That guy, I did that a couple of years ago. That was fun. And so this year, I thought, well, I got to do somebody else. So when I'm watching TV at night, I'll watch for commercials or whatever. And so I kind of took a bet. Somebody dared me to do it. I said, I think I might be the Mattress Ranch guy. And so that's kind of what I did. The old crazy Mattress Ranch guy with the crazy dance. And if you want to see all of these characters, you can go to the Compo's Facebook page. They're out there, even including my dance, which somebody said, you must have lost a bet. But others say, hey, you know, you got that dance down pretty good. Anyway, I love Halloween. We have a lot of fun with it. I just enjoy getting dressed up as somebody else once in a while. Same gender, of course. Anyway, that was a lot of fun. So I don't know what I'm going to be next year. I have no clue. It's too far out, but we'll figure it out. But anyway, just go to Compo's Facebook page. It's one of the more recent ones. It's got pictures and descriptions of those. Oh, I went as, in that same era, I went as Captain Obvious, the Hotels.com guy. So I go all out, as you'll see in these pictures. But anyway, for the rest of the year, I guess you couldn't say normal, but I don't dress up like that, but just have a lot of fun. Anyway, I wanted to get that out of the way. Had a lot of fun. I went over to the City Hall Christmas party, and Pruz was there. And I got to talk to him because there was a lot of kids there to get candy. And when I went up, I went to take a piece of candy as the Mattress Ranch guy, and Pruz wouldn't let me have it. He says, we're actually really low on candy. I said, well, you're going to get fired as mayor if these kids could vote, because you got a wall of them coming through, Dave. So next time, put that in the budget, quit plowing snow for a day and buy a whole bunch of candy. Keep these kids happy. Anyway, as a lot of you know, KFAR has their auction twice a year. And We've traded out with them before. It's kind of a good deal. If you're a business in town, you get a bunch of, advertising credit in exchange for the retail value of what you're donating. It could be a generator. It could be a bicycle. It can be whatever it is, a safe, a gun safe. But you if you've got one, or if you've got something extra in stock, or maybe you've got multiple units and you want to turn one into advertising without writing a check for the full amount of the advertising, you can do that. So it works out really good for those businesses out there that haven't done it. You might want to get a hold of Wally here and Perry Wally and talk to him, or Glenn, or any of them know about it. But and then they do it twice a year. And as a consumer listening on a radio, you got a shot. And I've done this before. I've picked up a bunch of restaurant certificates. You know, we buy our crew lunch every Saturday. Just have done it forever, just as a kind of a nice guy thing to do from the boss. So it also keeps them around, because we're open less hours on Saturday than we are on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, blah, blah. So anyway, I picked up a bunch of those restaurant certificates from either the Oasis or Salty's or Brewster's or wherever. I picked those up because you can basically, it's about close to half price, maybe 60 cents on a dollar. So you can buy those certificates. They go pretty fast. But we thought, let's give them something really nice for a premier package for next spring. I think it's May. I can't tell you the date yet. I should know that, but I don't. But anyway, I just wanted to let people know we are going to have for an auction item a beautiful Hughescraft 20-foot open fisherman package, a super roomy 20-foot boat. It's like the roomiest 20-foot boat we've ever had. Center console, 75 horse Yamaha 4-stroke, nice trailer. I mean, it's a really nice package. The Hughescraft have come so far over the years. It's got a roomy open platform, and of course they're built with the same welded toughness and materials that you'll find in those big ocean going boats. Again, powered by one of our legendary and reliable Yamaha 4-strokes. They have a 3 or 5 year warranty on the motors, depending on those motors. Then a nice caravan trailer. So a really good package boat for fishing. You can walk all around the boat. It's open with the center console. It's a nice boat if you are doing guiding. It's just a beautiful boat, and they're available in two different colors. We have a couple of them carryover models. One's a brilliant orange, and one's in charcoal. So you get to pick your color as long as both are still available by then. But anyway, this whole package, boat, motor, trailer package, is just over 40 grand, actually. 41,150 is retail on it. And so you're going to have a chance to bid on that, probably get a good deal on it. And it will be, the premier item for the KFAR May auction. You know, Dukes comes up, and so just be watching for that. You might put it in your calendar next time I do the show here. I'll get you the dates, specific dates, so you can just put it in your phone as a reminder. But this is going to be something you're going to be able to save a chunk of money on, probably. Sometimes this stuff goes for as little as half retail. Sometimes it goes for more, sometimes less. So it's just going to be a really good shot at a really nice package for the lakes, for the rivers. You know, it's just a nice setup. Tanana, if you go down river, Yukon, it's great for that. The Susitna, Harding Lake, the Chena River, a lot of times it's plenty of water. So just a nice boat, real good looking boat. It's got a lot of extra features, and it's all with controls, and it's got bow rails and bilge pump. It's all set up. It's a nice boat, and we can get you more information at the shop if you want, so you can be ready for it. But if you're in the market for a nice little 20-foot boat package, ready to turnkey, ready to go, I would say keep your ears on, as the old truck drivers used to say. We're going to go into a little bit more about the open house today going on. If you're driving around, not much to do, go by there, grab some snacks, something to eat, sign up to win a dream sled. All that good stuff is going on at Compo's. And if you're new to the area, number one, you picked the right station to listen to. But number two, to find Compo's, it's not that hard. So Airport Road, of course, the main drag through town going east to west from Fort Wainwright to the airport. We're on the airport side. So that last stoplight there is University Avenue. And then that's the last major intersection. And then there's Sportsman's Way. That's the one where you'd normally turn left to go into Fred Meyer's, but you just turn right and take all that grocery money over to Compo's and buy something nice. But we're going to have, like I said, during the show, we'll talk about some of the specials more in the back half of the show, but we're going to have all kinds of deals going on. We've got a huge promo I'm going to talk about on Can-Am product, ATVs, 6x6s, snowplow kits, Can-Am accessories, all that stuff's going to be on sale. We're going to have a fully staffed parts department to ring people up. We're going to have sales on bulk oil. You can bring your empty jug. We'll fill it for you, give you a good deal on that for your snow machine. And speaking of snow machines, we're going to have a list of what remains. You know, we've got, if you come to our shop, you're going to be amazed. I tell everybody, Trump could have built the wall with these yellow crates. We have so many sleds in the yard, more coming. But if you look at those crates, you're going to see a name on just about everyone. There's one area where it just says stock, and that's not a guy's name. That means it's available inventory. But it's just a handful of, we don't have a lot of any one model, you know. We have a little mix of everything left. We just sold so many on the spring order program the last 3 years, and this year was exceptional. I got to give Skidoo a lot of credit. You know, they struggled through the last couple of years with shipping sleds without all the components in it, and then they just did what they had to do. It wasn't their fault. It's the China virus, you know, so it kind of screwed everything up. But anyway, now this year, everything's coming through ready to go. We're not having any warranty issues. We're not having any pre-delivery issues. The sleds are in perfect shape coming out of the crate. They're really good, and people are picking them up that order on spring order. But like I said, we'll talk about what's left in inventory and then also some of the Can-Am specials we're doing today during our open house, some one-day-only specials on some of this Can-Am product. And then you can get a deposit on one of the remaining Skidoos, a $500 deposit. We got some cheap interest rates. Anyway, we're going to talk more about that after the break. For now, that's what we're doing. We're going to head it off to Radioland for a break. We'll be right back and talk more open house at Compo's. So hang around.
The Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right, and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
Hello again, this is Craig Compo with the Compo Outdoor Show, and we are in the middle of our big open house, our annual open house at Compos. Got some grub over there, swing over and get something to eat, get something to drink, and check out the cool new stuff. Check out our specials. We got a lot of stuff on sale. We got a bunch of helmets on sale. We got some clothing closeouts at 50% off. We've got deals on bulk oil. You know, if you bring yourself a jug, you can bring a 1 gallon jug or whatever you want, 5 gallon jug. We'll make you a deal on some oil. That's always something people are using for their sleds. We've got accessory specials on bibs, on coats. We've got some blowout specials. We've got a promo called our annual garage sale. We used to do it. We haven't done it for a few years. We got it all. Got all the stuff together and then got caught up in all these early snow machine deliveries. And so we just said, well, let's put that off till the spring. But I've got the list. We've sold just a couple items off it because we haven't really announced it. So you have to ask about a copy of the garage sale sheet when you go there. There are some killer deals on there. A lot of stuff are just things that have been around too long that were in our way. Every imaginable thing for both boats, snow machines. We've got load guides for boats. We've got different older snow machine accessories. We've got Can-Am side-by-side stuff that's dated, you know, but we're just blowing it out. I mean, we literally, that's what we call it, garage sale. We got stuff out there that's a fraction of the original cost. I mean, I've just picked numbers to throw stuff out there, but really good stuff too, good useful stuff. So I won't go into all the items, but there's a lot of them. About 25 items on the sheet. So just ask for a garage sale sheet when you go out to the show if you're just trying to score a deal. We haven't posted it on our website or anything. We've also got some really good used equipment there, both side-by-sides, Can-Am ATVs, and snow machines. We're going to mark those down additionally for the open house today. They're marked down. We've got some 570 Can-Am two-seater, you know, the Max, they call it, which is the Max XT. They're 2021 models. They're being marked down an extra $500 a piece. They're like new. They're under 1,000 miles, super clean winches, heavy duty bumpers, more aggressive tires. Just nice. Got two of those that came in. We've got some really nice used snow machines. And we got some others out back that aren't on the showroom. They start around $3,500, $3,500. Good running, reliable machines. Scandics, Tourings, and some different brands stuff we take in. We've got, again, Can-Am side-by-sides. We've got several of those right now that we got on trade late in the fall. Some have plows on them. They're ready to go to plow your yard. Other ones we've got plow kits for. And then as far as Can-Ams, we're doing a one-day special on all our Can-Am side-by-sides. So if you're looking for a deal on a side-by-side, it's the number one seller in Fairbanks. So there's a reason. They're not cheap built. These are high quality rigs. Got them in lots of different versions, six wheelers. The Defenders are big seller, of course. That's the more utility one. It's kind of like the Scandic or Expedition of the snow machine. It's geared down. It seats three people or six, depending on, if it's a max version. Then we've got the Commanders, which are more a sport utility rig. Still good pushing snow. We sell a lot of plow kits on those, but we're going to just make a heck of a deal on most of these. You're going to get a free plow, which is a big deal. You can get a free plow kit, or you can get accessory credit, or you can get extended warranty. There's a lot of options, but just know that it's a great time. And then we've got our Defender Limited cab models on display, which are like the absolute top of the line. If you're looking for comfort, it's got heater, air conditioning, power windows, pop-out windshield wiper with washer, leather seats, hydraulic tilt bed, and the six-wheel drive version is a six-wheeler with a pickup bed size rear bed. There's nothing like it out there. I've got quite a few of those six-wheelers we're blowing out. Got some factory rebates, got some compost rebates, got all kinds of good incentives on those. So check those out. What a great time of year to score a deal on a Can-Am. And then we've also got demos that we're selling, some demo rigs, small snow machines. We got a Lynx demo, one of the turbos. We've got some other utility demos. We've got, like I said, we've got some good used snow machines, different categories of those, high performance as well as utility. And they won't break your pocketbook. These are more affordable machines with a lot of good life left in them. So that's kind of what's going on at the show. We're open till 4 o'clock today for the big open house. We do it once a year, and it's today, 4th of November, at Compo's. Got a full crew there. Stop by and just get some literature, ask some questions. Check out the new Oxygen helmet. It came out just a year or so ago. It's just not a cheap helmet, but we guarantee it. I mean, if you fog it up, we'll buy it back. You know, that's a pretty good guarantee. People are so tired of fogging up. And this thing is amazing. And you got 40% more peripheral vision in it. It's lighter. It's got a cord that just magnetically hooks to the back of it. So if you come off the sled, it doesn't yank your head. You know, it just pops off. The cord sticks to them. It's a quick connect to the machine. So anyway, kind of what's going on at the store. Again, the garage sale specials are going to be there, but one thing I want to talk briefly about, we have a few minutes before we get the heavy snow like we've had the last couple of years. And when we're doing our once over with the customers, we're getting a lot of new customers. They're saying, this is my first snow machine. You know, I've heard good things about them. My buddy's got one, but I've never really driven. So we don't just deliver the snow machine. We do a thorough walk around. We show you everything on the machine. There is an owner's manual that's got even more information, but we try and be really thorough. In fact, we realized something a few years ago. Our CSI score, our customer service, you know, where they rate you, was actually getting hurt because we were too thorough. We didn't realize it, but when we dug into some of the surveys, people were going, yeah, I really just wanted to get my sled and get the heck out of there. But, you know, it would take 30 or 45 minutes. We want to show you everything. So now we say, what do you want to know? I mean, we'll tell you everything. This is a 30-minute process, but if you want it to be 5, we can do that. If you want to be an hour, we can do that. We just want you really educated on the machine and all the accessories and all the features of the machines. There's a ton of stuff people never adjust. There's suspension adjustment. There's steering handlebar adjustment. There's front limiter strap adjustment. There's just so much on these new machines, and people, you know, don't even. I always use the excuse. I bought a car a few years ago, and I didn't have time the day to pick it up. I said, I'll be back to get the complete once over, and I never got it. I still have the car, and I'm still learning amazing things it does that I had no idea, especially with the electronics and the dash and the readout. So it's yeah, it's well worth it to take a little extra time and do it. But like I said, we'll respect your time. Whatever you want to do, we can get you in and out, or we can spend an hour with you going over all the details. So we just want you to be happy with the purchase. But anyway, with that being said, there's a lot of people that haven't ever been on machines. And so I try and ask them, you know, how much experience they got. And a couple things like how to get a machine unstuck. You know, if you can get anything stuck, Skidoos are harder to get stuck than the other brands. See how I did that. Usually if you're out playing in the snow, it's from tipping the thing on its side. You know, you're playing through the, snaking through the trees or going around, and you wind up just tipping it. And especially with these expeditions that we've got, or anything with 156 inch track, you basically just need to level the machine, get the machine back level. A lot of the wide tracks will just then crawl their way out of the place. But if they don't, and if you're by yourself, what you want to do, and most of you know this, but that sled, but walk around to the front of the machine, which is easier said than done if you're up in, you know, neck deep snow. But you need to kind of kick snow, pack the snow in front of the track. So just put your foot up there. There's a gap of air usually when you get stuck, and the lugs and the track can't grab it. So you want to kick that snow in there. You level the machine, turn it flat. If it dug itself a big hole, you want to kick some snow in there before you turn it back horizontal. But you want to get as much snow. You want to get rid of the air around the track, basically, is what you're doing. You want to give the track a chance to grab some snow, and then don't just punch it. Just kind of start crawling and see if you can kind of rock it a little bit and crawl, and sometimes it'll just crawl right out of its own way. If it doesn't, then you got to do some more maneuvering with the machine, but it's not that hard. We like to show people this. If you've got another machine with you, and I always carry a 30-foot piece of 3/8 braided nylon rope with a hook on each end, really easy to pull somebody out of a bad stuck spot, and that 3/8 nylon kind of acts as a bungee, kind of like a bungee cord. So we show you how to do that, and you don't hook to the ski loop. You don't hook to the bumper. You go around the ski legs of the stuck sled, hook it to itself, and then hook off to the hitch on the sled you're pulling from. But we've done that for years. It's really easy once you've done it a few times. So we like to physically show you, because we don't want anybody going out and getting stuck and having to walk back or do something like that. But it's not that hard. But that's, you know, preventable with a wide track. If you can buy a Skidoo wide track, you almost, I'm not going to say you can't get stuck. Anybody can get stuck, but they are so easy at getting themselves unstuck if you do get stuck, unless you drop through the ice or you dig yourself a big deep hole. They've got such good low-end gearing and track lugs height that you can just kind of crawl out of stuff. So I guess what I'm saying is get yourself a Skidoo Expedition. That's what I'm really saying. 900, they make a 900 turbo. We've got some good used ones. Just got a nice Expedition in. We hardly ever get the wide tracks. As many as we sell, we hardly ever get them in there. But anyway, you can find out that about that and more today until 4 o'clock at Compo's. So you want to get down there, get down to the shop, 4122 Boat Street. Check us out online. It's compos.com. You can see everything we sell. We've got a list of our used machines. Not all of them, just a fraction of them. A lot of the anything over 10 years old, we keep out back, but we go through those. I've got a little separate gig that does that. It doesn't get in the way of the regular business, so check that out. It's called Clean Used Sleds, cleanusesleds.com. You can go there and look at those machines. We sell an awful lot of them that way. Basically 10 to 15 year old sleds, or even older if they're low mileage. We don't care if they're, you know, about little cosmetic stuff, but we make sure they got good spark compression, skis, Hyphax. We know what to look for, and we fix anything that needs it. So anyway, that's kind of it. Excited to see people down there at the outdoor show. I got my sales guys, Kyle and Ian, two of the best sales guys in town, really friendly guys. Get a lot of compliments on those guys. I got a good parts department. It's always tough finding good people, but I got some good ones now, and I got a busy service department. Our guys are doing good putting sleds together, but it's a challenge this time of year. So please be patient if you have a spring order sled on order, especially with a lot of accessories. It doesn't take that long to put the sled together. It's accessories that take a while, but we're knocking them out. Our guys, we've got a night crew coming in. So anyway, stop by Compo's, 4122 Boat Street, today until 4 o'clock. Have some grub, have something to eat, take advantage of some killer deals, and we will see you there.
You have been listening to the Campos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Campos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.